Widow Kwan Garang says her life changed for the worse after her husband was killed when fighting between government forces and those loyal to Vice President Riek Machar spread from the capital Juba to Bor in December 2013. She says her deceased husband's relatives forced her to marry one of their kinsmen, a practice, she says, is common in the Dinka community. Garang says she refused to be inherited, adding that her late husband's relatives subjected her to constant beating, verbal abuse, and even deprived her of food.
Right now, whatever I have is taken by force from me. Every time he demands money from me, whenever I refuse his demands, he starts beating me with a big lock. He constantly says I will kill you and nobody will ask me. When I think about the way he treats me, I wonder why, and it makes me think a lot.
Garang says when her late husband died, he left some property including cattle, but her late husband's relatives confiscated her cattle and other possessions.
But now with my husband's relatives here, he does not allow me to know whatever belongs to me. He uses his power to intimidate me as I am a weak person. So he does not allow me to know anything, even things that are my rights.
Teddy Shandia, a gender-based violence project officer with the international charity group Interchurch Medical Assistance, says cultural norms in the area encourage the abuse of women.
The culture in this community has taken it as it was not a violence. To them, it was a normal thing, like for a man to discipline a wife. It is not something big to them at first. But now, men have also got the consequences of all that they are doing.
Chandia says Interchurch Medical Assistance is helping to create awareness about the dangers of gender-based violence, or GBV, and to encourage victims to report abuse.
GBV cases reporting in 2019, it was actually not there because people were fearing too much to report. They are so attached to the culture. And because of that cultural fear, they are not easily coming. So we started with a lot of awareness with my team. Because if you don't report this, some of this violence are so bad, like if rape cases is not reported within 72 hours, then other harmful things can happen in the life of the survivor.
Shandia says physical assault, psychological abuse, denial of resources and sexual violence are common in Jonglei. She says a one-stop center in Bor State Hospital offers gender-based violence survivors psychosocial, medical and legal support in the state capital, Bor. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.